We can't ignore. The stuff goes on and on. Kids don't know right from wrong. Everybody's self-absorbed now.
Tell me, can we change? Enjoy the world we made. There's gotta be a better way. Carry on.
Don't change it.
Hey!
Yeah.
Hello, hello!
Oh,
and welcome! Welcome! Change our attitudes and visions of what we were. It's only history, but why we still go there hurts. A vicious cycle of pain and grief and some more.
What can we really do?
Go
we
go
got
down.
So precious, so what of ourselves remain? True and pure is made.
Our purpose gone in vain.
If we don't start to change, people will lose this game. Let's take a stand, don't let our substance go to waste.
Oh my God in heaven, it is the Karell Cast. I am Karell, and Miss Ember is laying on her back on my desk, my co-host. I am so glad you are joining me today, Friday. Oh, 30 days off of opiates. 30 days. 30 days off of opiates. I picked a bad time to quit opiates. Hi, Sadie. You never come in here, Sadie. Sadie McGrady. Oh, well, what's going on in the world? What do we need to know? What do I want to talk to you about? I got a lot of breath. That's because I'm still in AFib. But don't worry, I'm on a blood thinner. Well, I'm on aspirin, 325 milligrams a day. And next week, I'll probably be on a blood thinner. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about my neurological appointment yesterday. It all checked out great. My nerves are fine. In fact, I feel effing fantastic. Outside of the AFib, which is really scary and really bothersome, I feel effing great. And I hope you do, too. I hope you do, too. What a morning I've had, though, not to talk overly about medical stuff, since a listener said, I'm not listening to you anymore. You talk too much about medical stuff. The number one headline today is that John McCain will not vote for the health care bill. Therefore, it's going to go down. I would say that's medical stuff, wouldn't you? What an a-hole. Oh, anyway, now, I don't want to concentrate on a-holes. There's all of you who I love that are here. Not some a-hole. I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Then don't listen. Listen, here's the thing. If y'all don't want to listen to me anymore, don't email me and tell me. I won't miss you. I don't know you're there. So you can go away without me ever knowing. You don't have to tell me. To tell me just as you're trying to be rude. And it's just the way of the day, isn't it? It's just the way of the day. Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump having a penis contest to see which one has the biggest. You know, I bet Kim Jong-un does, actually, compared to Donald Trump. I'm sure he hasn't seen his in years. I'm sure Melania hasn't either. Oh, God, I'd give her a Congressional Medal of Honor just for sleeping with him. Really, that deserves something, although I don't think they are. No, darling, you're too tired. Can you hear Melania now? Oh, no, darling, I've got things to do tomorrow, and you're too tired. We'll just wait. He ain't going to get laid for 4 years, probably. I don't blame him, or I don't blame her, actually, but that's the way that is. So the healthcare repeal, Donald Trump, total failure. Total failure as a president. Just a complete total failure. Can't get any of his campaign promises through. Why? Because they were stupid. That's why. He has been applauded for his bipartisan efforts. I applauded him for his bipartisan efforts to reach out to Democrats. Good for him. It's what a president should do. But you know what? Screw him. He's a failure. You know, Obamacare needs to be reformed. It doesn't need to be replaced. He's a failure. He knows nothing about health care. Nothing. He knows nothing about anything. He's a failure. So who cares about him? You know what? I care about Kingsman. I saw Kingsman last night, The Golden Circle. It is so good. It is. Spoiler alerts. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alerts. It is so good. Elton John nearly made me wet my pants. I mean that. Elton John is in this film for about 8 minutes, 10 minutes all told. And when he goes ballistic on his captors in a rainbow feathered outfit from head to toe with silver stilettos and goes all ninja, that's it. I lose my crap at that point. I was like, holy crap, in those Barca loungers. What happened to theaters now? I love them. I love the theater now with the huge seats, but come on, people are bringing blankets and pillows. I'm not making that up. Last night at the theater, people had blankets and pillows. Stop. You are still in a freaking theater, okay? You are not in your living room. I don't care how big of a Barca lounger they give you. Stop all that crap. So I saw Kingsman. Great film. But I have a problem with the Kingsman movies, and here's what it is. Their villains are usually right. You know, I had a problem with that in Snowpiercer as well. The great movie Snowpiercer, if you haven't seen it, do. The villain, Ed Harris, in that movie, who played like a Koch brother kind of guy, was right. When he does his evil, maniacal sort of, you know, speech, well, he's actually right. And in the first Kingsman, the Samuel L. Jackson villain was actually right about everything he said. We needed to do the things that he said we needed to do. We just weren't, we didn't have the chutzpah to do it. So this villain comes in and does. Well, in Kingsman the Golden Circle, Julianne Moore, who I love, she plays, I guess, the villain. She's a drug lord, okay? And she wants credibility. So she decides to blackmail the United States. I won't tell you how, but she blackmails the United States and says, legalize all drugs, regulate them, tax them, get help for any addicts, and I will fix what I have done. So I thought, well, that's what we should do. That should be our drug policy. And I wonder, I'm going to try to get the filmmakers on, because I wonder if the writers do that on purpose. Make a hero or a villain whose villainous way isn't really that villainous. You know what I'm saying? She's a ruthless killer with robot dogs named Benny and Jet, which is why she's kidnapped Elton John. But she's kind of right about what she's saying. Oh, and this, what's his name? Taron Egerton or whatever, the star of both of them. He is so my type. He is like 5'7", a ginger, and beautiful. Oh, dear God. I just, through the whole movie, I was just staring, like drooling, like, oh my God, Eggy. He's called Eggy. I was like, oh my God, Eggsy. Oh, Eggsy. That's his name in the movie, Eggsy. Oh, he's so cute. Colin Firth is wonderful in it. Everybody, Channing Tatum, Jeff Bridges, Halle Berry. There's 5 Oscar winners in this movie. Really good film if you like action movies, if you like to go out and just have fun in a movie and not have to think. Although it does make you think. The villain is not really a villain, you know, but if you just want to have a good time, it's a great movie for that. Great movie. Thank you, Daniel Charleston, for bringing me last night, getting me out of the house, making me get out and be social again. I have become a recluse. I have. I'm very Norma Desmond, you know, but that was the opiates. And so now I'm getting back out, going to movies. Tonight I might go see Melissa Manchester, one of my heroes. Oh my God, Melissa Manchester. Daniel went through all her music with me on the phone. We stayed up until 2 a.m. 2 nights ago, just talking on the phone, listening to Melissa Manchester. Whatever it is, it'll keep till the morning. Haven't we both got better things to do? Midnight blue. Wouldn't you give your hand to a friend? Think of me as your friend. Ice Castles, please don't let this feeling end. It's more than I can take. It's more than I had hoped for. You should hear how she talks about you. You should. Oh, my God. Melissa Manchester. She's in Torrance tonight with a record release party. She has a new album called The Fellas. It's covers of male songs from like the 40s, 50s, 60s. Great album. I highly recommend you get it or stream it. And I may go interview her tonight and go watch her sing and go to her record release party. I've been invited, so maybe I'll go. Why the hell not? AFib or not? You know, I'm in this whole screw AFib thing now. We're going to get it under control. I'll probably go on Eliquis next week for a short term. I'm going to have an ablation. I am. I've made up my mind. Quality of life after an ablation, they say, just goes up exponentially. And I'm ready to be quality, baby. I got a show to do. I got TV to do. I can't have my heart flopping around like a flounder on the deck of a ship. I got to do things. So, healthcare repeal, dead. Donald Trump, abject failure. Kingsman, great movie. All in one segment. Hi, chatters. Hey, everybody, if you look on the video, you're behind me. This is you, chatters, over at reallycorrell.com. Here it is, right here. See? Did I know the background music is still playing? No, I didn't. Is it still playing? I don't hear it. I hear nothing. Huh. I don't hear it. You guys hear it, really? It must be a ghost. Ghost in the machine. That's fine. I don't mind ghost. I really don't. I don't mind ghost. If there's a ghost in the machine, go ahead, occupy it. See my Spotify over there on the screen here? I look like a musical weatherman. Here's my chatters right here. Chatters, notice how your comments post to me right here, and I see them. Over here is my Spotify to play my music for my show. And there'll be a chance of clouds. Oh, Lord. Now it stopped?
Good Lord. Voodoo. Voodoo.
Donald Trump is a failure, so let's ignore him. Look, you guys, I got to tell you something on this Friday, 30 days free of opiates. I'm not going to come out here every day and talk about Donald Trump anymore. The show is going to be undergoing a massive change over the next 2 weeks. I'm going back to being Carell. I forgot. Carell's a load of fun. Carell ain't angry at Donald Trump every day. Fuck Donald Trump. If you're watching and you're a Trump supporter, fuck you too. Oh, the dime in my pocket was never enough. I might just fuck you and then fuck them too, yes. We're going to be a CeeLo Green song from now on. Fuck y'all. I'm serious about that. And I have to go bleep that out for the radio. But I don't care. I don't care about you guys anymore. You Trump supporters, you're nothing to me. You mean nothing to me. You, on the grand scale of things, won't mean anything to the world. You are insignificant worker ants. You're nothing. You're not leaders. You're not intellectuals. You're not people of great intellect and culture and class or talent of any particular kind. You're angry, ignorant people. And I'm tired of thinking about you. And your leader, because he's an angry, ignorant guy, too. I'm tired of it. There's so much. Kingsman. I'd rather think about the Kingsman. I'd rather think about movies, art, literature. You know, the stuff that really makes life go round? I am so tired of these a-holes taking up our time and our life with their ridiculous a-holeness. Trying to out-a-hole each other to see which one can be the bigger a-hole. You know, a big a-hole ain't nice. It's pretty loose. It's not very good. You need some drawstrings inserted and you can tie it closed and that way nothing falls out. I don't care about these people anymore. Who cares? Well, Carell, it'll affect you. Yeah, you know what? If Donald Trump's policies start to affect me too much, I'll effing leave. I will. Let's stop talking about it, people. Let's just get real here, baby. Where's my co-host? I have to find my co-host. I'll be right back. Ember, Therese. There you are. Oh, chasing squirrels and birds. What a happy dog. Okay, so what are we going to talk about today? 30 days, Carter! Woo, Carter! 30 days! 30 days! No opiates! Woo! When we come back, opiates are in the news. CVS Pharmacy, which fulfills prescriptions for 90 million people, has changed their opiate policy this morning. I'm going to tell you why they need to be bitch slapped. Okay? And I'll tell you right after this. I am Carell. Pledge drive, reallycarell.com. Are you watching Life in Segments? You should be. Now in its third season. That's right, 3 seasons on Free Speech TV. You can also watch it every single day at lifeinsegments.com. Life in Segments, the great reality chat show from yours truly. Hey, do you need a great place to host your website? Well, all of my sites are hosted at Midphase. That's Midphase, M-I-D-P-H-A-S-E, midphase.com. If you need to host a website, they're the place to do it. It's easy and affordable, midphase.com. Sorry for sniffling on camera, but my allergies are out. It is the Carellcast. I am Carell. CVS Pharmacy wants to be your mama. CVS Pharmacy wants to be your daddy. They want to be your doctor. They want to be everything except a frickin' pharmacy. I hate CVS, by the way. I go to a small family pharmacy, Benzer's. Used to be CareRight. He got bought by a family pharmacy company called Benzer Pharmacy. I've actually had a great relationship with them since they've changed. I thought it would be horrible. It's not. It's really not. But today, CVS Pharmacy announcing they're going to choose which conditions, and if you have one of these conditions, or you are new to pain management, they're only going to give you a 7-day supply of your drug. Oh, your doctor might write a 30-day supply, but your ass going to be going back there every week. They're doing this to curb the opiate epidemic. They're ignorant. As Michael Jackson would say, that's just ignorant. First of all, I don't need the pharmacy being my mama or my daddy. Just give me the damn drugs. I ain't going back every 7 days because you make it your policy. Oh, well, this will discourage drug use. No. Better health care, a better mood of the country, more physical activity, lack of obesity, and overall happiness will discriminate and stop opiate use. Not a pharmacy just giving you a 7-day supply. And how dare CVS say they're going to decide which conditions get the 7-day supply and which ones can have a full supply. CVS Pharmacy, you are misguided. You are wrong. Because an opiate addict will get opiates no matter how they have to. You're not going to be saving a thing. You're not going to help a thing. Let me remind you, street drugs are illegal and people still use them. So this notion that you can regulate your way out of the opiate crisis is so effing ridiculous, and the rules are made up by people who have never taken an opiate in their life. That's what the problem is. Everyone up in the government and at CVS and everything that are making these policies, they've never taken an opiate in their life. They don't know what they're legislating, what they're making rules about. Oh, let's just make it so they can only get a 7-day supply. That'll make it so they don't... And don't you think they will be at your door every 7 days wagging their tails? Do you really think an opiate addict, their life becomes their pills? Okay, my life became my pills. I had a count on my mirror how many I had taken that day so I don't go over. I knew exactly what day my refill was. Their life is their pills. You're just going to make it busier for them. That's all you're going to do. And for doctors. Because now a doctor will have to write you 4 prescriptions for the month. Doctors aren't going to like that. So CVS Pharmacy, you're misguided. And this comes from someone 30 days clean off of opiates. And my pharmacy didn't stop giving them to me. My doctor didn't stop prescribing them. Oh, no, honey. I quit because it was the right thing to do. CVS is trying to tell you the right thing to do by removing your access. Well, all they're going to do is make it hard. So you have chronic pain, right? You can barely get out of bed. You're ill. You have chronic pain. You can't really function. And now you got to drag your sick ass down to the pharmacy every 7 days? Honey, if I were so, I'd beat him with my walker. I'd beat him with my cane. Be like making me come in here. Well, what I would do is find a new pharmacy. CVS, you're going to lose a lot of prescriptions. And you should. It is not a pharmacy's job to dictate your health care. It is you and your doctors. And the minute corporate America, like CVS, 90 million prescriptions, gets involved in your healthcare, in making decisions about your healthcare, that's a corporate overreach. So CVS, you mean well, but you are overstepping your boundaries. Do not tell me how many pills I can have and when I can have them. My doctor tells me that, not you. If I have a valid prescription for an opiate for 30-day supply and you don't want to give me a 30-day supply, I'll just go someplace else. So CVS, you need to rethink your decision. It's not going to cut back on opiate use. Making America happier will cut back on opiate use. And that's just the way of the world. That's the way it is. You come here for the bottom line. That's the bottom line. CVS is misguided. Now, everyone says, Carell, we've got to do something about the opiate addiction. Yes. Start creating happy rats. Up the minimum wage. Give people better access to health care. Completely revamp the food supply. Redo all grocery stores so they don't sell toxins and poisons labeled as food. Yes. Make us happier, and we will stop the opiates. Until you do, pot, opiates, and everything else is going to be just right at the top. Oh, in Kingsman, in the movie Kingsman, the president says, let all the drug addicts die. Let all the illegal drug addicts die as he's pouring himself a whiskey. That's a powerful, powerful statement. Illegal drug users are evil and should die as he pours a whiskey. Ha! Alcohol killing more people than OxyContin. How about the liquor store giving you a one-night supply of alcohol? This is what CVS is doing. Put it in that perspective. Alcohol is a bigger problem than opiates. And CVS has decided that if you want to go buy a beer, you can have one. Would you shop there? Would you go to that store? How dare they? They're not your mama. Uh-uh. For those of you that like me live, why don't you tune in at my website every day at reallycarell.com. That's reallycarell.com. Every day, right about noon, we go live. You can chat with other Carell listeners and you can watch me do my thing live, reallycarell.com. chat with other Carell listeners, watch me live, get a live feel of the show every day at noon at reallycarell.com. That's really Carell, K-A-R-E-L.com. Also at facebook.com/reallycarell. Check me out every day at noon. Who's your mama? Who's your daddy? Who's your mama? I'm in a dancey mood. Ember's out in the sun. It is the Carellcast. I am Carell. My co-host is sunning herself in the lovely Long Beach, California sun. Long Beach, California, where we have an hepatitis A outbreak and homeless people crapping everywhere. This morning, I walked her 2.5 miles. And, I am Carell, by the way. It is the Carellcast, reallycarell.com. Please go give, go donate, give money. Thank you for those. I got the $250 from the gentleman in Oregon who said he was going to give it for the pets. I got it. Thank you so much. I'll be depositing that tonight in case you need to put some cash in the bank. But thank you for that donation. It goes towards the show. It goes towards the kitty. It goes, you know, towards everything. Can't thank you enough. I've gotten a $100 donation online. Thank you very much. That was lovely. I mean, really, it's such a great surprise. I was able to pay Brandon today to edit Life in Segments because someone gave me $100 through GoFundMe at reallycarell.com. He wasn't going to get any money today. And I said, Brandon, someone donated $100. I'll pay you for the editing. He goes, oh, great. I could really use it. So believe me, it goes right from when you give it right to somebody else, usually. But that's okay, because otherwise it would have to come out of, you know, I'd have to pay them somehow. So Donald Trump, abject failure. Health plan, abject failure. His Muslim ban, abject failure. The Supreme Court is like, no. So now he's going to go back and draft specific restrictions. Oh, yes, that'll take time. Abject failure. Dealing with North Korea. Abject failure. What has he succeeded at? Anybody? Anybody in the chat room tell me what's he succeeded at? What has he succeeded at? Right. Denise says in the chat room at reallycarell.com, people will just go to a different pharmacy. But more importantly, perspective is only everything, okay? Here's the deal. Alcohol kills more people. Tobacco. Imagine going to buy cigarettes and the store saying you can't buy a carton. You can buy 7 packs for the week because you shouldn't smoke more than 1 pack a day. Imagine a store said, this is what CVS, the largest supplier of liquor, by the way, go into any CVS pharmacy and the line for booze is around the frickin', you know, everywhere. Rite Aid pharmacy. You go into Rite Aid or CVS, the line for booze is out the door. And they're going to say, that's fine, but you can only have 7 days of opiates. Look, I am 30 days clean of opiates. I don't want you on opiates, but I don't want CVS telling you that you have to get off. It's not their place. It's your doctor's place. It's your place. It's your family's place, but it's not CVS's. Oh, they've gotten me. I didn't know I was pissed off about this. I'm kind of pissed off. All these people. People pissing me off today. I had to call the chief of staff of a hospital today. I did. The radiologist read my CT wrong. He said I had an appendix. I don't. I said I need it reread. I said that Wednesday. By today, it wasn't reread. And then the guy was getting all snotty with me, so I called the chief of staff. Guess who's been jumping through hoops all day for me now? Yeah. Because I'm that person again. I'd forgotten who I was for a long time. I forgot how fun I was. I'm fun. This show is... Oh, is that an earthquake? Is it? No. Okay. So it felt like one for a minute. Oh, yes. On this Friday, earthquakes. Oh, poor Mexico. Oh, the stench has got to start to be overwhelming now. Oh, God. Dead people in crushed buildings. Oh. Oh, and San Juan. Oh, my God. Have you seen San Juan? Well, there isn't much of San Juan to see. There's not much left. It's I know an island, San Juan. Well, not anymore. It's pretty much gone. It's so sad. Yes, Denise, Carell is back. I'm your friend, I'm your lover, I'm your sister or your brother, I'm your aunt. Well, Thea's still playing. You can still hear my music, can't you? Don't you know your queen is back? Oh, well. So, where was I? What do I want to talk about again? Well, we talked about Donald Trump being an abject failure and his supporters being a-holes that we no longer want to deal with. Just don't even deal with them. Don't read their comments. Block them out. Just insulate your world from these. They're not the majority. They're not. They act like, oh, they're all acting all uppity. They're all acting like they're the majority. We're in charge now. We're the majority. Yeah, you can't get anything done because you're a bunch of effing morons. We have a group of oligarchs supported by the poorest of the poor. Those of us in between were watching going, what the WTF? Uh-huh. A Democrat will win. He's not going to be a two-term president. And in 2018, there'll probably be a big upset in the Senate. That's why they're voting down this health care. They're trying to keep their jobs. You know, but they won't. We're done with them. I'm done with them. You're done with them. I'm done with them. All of them. Even John McCain. Go retire and have a lovely brain tumor. Although, thank God he's voting no on the health care. So maybe in his final, you know, he's probably only got a year to live. And in that final year, he had to come to Jesus. You know, maybe he has seen the light. Who could say? Or he could just be hallucinating. But whatever. But as long as he's doing the right thing, who cares? Who cares? You know, who cares? I'm in that mood. Who cares? Oh, Trump supporters, who cares about them? You know, I'm not going to say the world would be a better place without them. That's not me. That's not who I am. I don't want to kill people. I'm not for genocide. I'm not a Republican. That's not me. But in reality, the world would be a better place without them. See, that was in the first Kingsman. In the first Kingsman, Samuel L. Jackson was going to kill one-third of the population. He said we were overcrowded. 7+ billion people, the earth cannot support it. Global warming is happening. There's all these changes happening. We have to get rid of the dumbest of the dumb. That was his thing in the first Kingsman movie, not this one, because Samuel isn't in this one, because he dies in the first one. So his thing was, we're going to kill one-third of the U.S., or not U.S., of the world's population. That was Samuel L. Jackson's thing. And he was putting these things in the necks of people that he didn't want to die, meaning intellectuals, artists, royalty, that sort of stuff. Great thinkers, you know, like an Einstein sort of thing would have gotten one. So he was saving all the intellectuals and artists and he was unfortunately saving politicians. And he was going to have the masses pretty much attack each other with a signal through their free cell phones that he gave them. He's like Mark Zuckerberg in the first movie. And he gives everybody a free cell phone, but they have to use his network. Sound familiar? Mark Zuckerberg has turned over his Facebook ads from Russia to the Senate. Mark Zuckerberg gave everybody a free platform and then used it against them. He's just like the villain in the first Kingsman movie. He gave a platform that people used like a drug and then turned it against them, turned it against their own interest by allowing it to be filled with fake news and fake ads from our adversaries and calling it free speech. Mark Zuckerberg, you're an ass, okay? You're an ass. And now you're trying to do the right thing. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to turn this over. You're an ass. And yes, I'm broadcasting on your platform right now because you say it's all about free speech, right? You're an ass, Mark Zuckerberg. You're an ass, Mr. Zuckerberg. You really are a heel. He really is a heel. He's an ass. Oh, we're very sorry, and we're going to turn these over now. You lost. You made us lose the election. Why has no one addressed that now there's so much evidence that Donald Trump is an illegitimate president? He is. He did not win the Electoral College. He didn't. It was bought for him by the Russians. And that's an illegitimate president. But I don't know why anyone won't say that. Why won't you say that? Say it with me. In the chat room, why are there only 5 people in the chat room? Some of you come and join us at reallycarell.com. R-E-A-L-L-Y.com. Reallycarell.com, that is. Because there's a great group of chatters in there. Come and join us. Everyone say it. Everyone type it. Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. He is. He is as illegitimate as the child of Sally Hemings and Thomas Jefferson. Whew! I went there. But he is. He is the bastard stepchild at a family reunion, honey. When the presidents gather, you know, when the ex-presidents gather, he will be the bastard stepchild. Ain't no one wanting to act like he a president. President Obama's about to punch the man in the face. Trying to repeal Obamacare. It's got his name on it. He's like, uh-uh. Hell to the no. So Facebook is trying to mea culpa. Oh, we're so sorry. We're going to turn over the ads. Here they are. We didn't mean to sway the election, asshat. Truly. We didn't mean it. We didn't mean to get Donald Trump elected, truly. Yeah? Well, get him out of office now. You're rich enough. You know, Facebook put him there. Facebook should take him back. Really. That is the truth. Mark Zuckerberg helped Donald Trump to power. Mark Zuckerberg should help defeat Donald Trump. You gave us this guy. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Mark Zuckerberg likes to think of himself as the Lord. The Lord above, Mr. Zuckerberg. It's hot in here. I have the door open today and the windows open. I don't have the air conditioning on. I wanted sunshine and fresh air. What an idiot I am. I should be enclosed, ensconced in the dark and the cold. Like the vampires we all have to become. Are you aware we all have to live like vampires now because we've changed the frickin' planet so much we have to board up our houses for the air conditioning and live in the cool darkness? And we're like Lestat. We're just going, oh, yes, we're turning into vampires. How many of you have your house all closed up because it's summer and, you know, you got to run the air conditioner and all that? I do. It's darker in my house all summer long than it is during the winter because I can't open the curtains and stuff because... why air condition all the window space? So, yeah. Oh, I'm solar with Sunrun Solar, and today Trump is trying to destroy the solar industry. He is. He's trying to put this huge tariff on the solar industry so coal will not be angry at him. Can you believe this? He's trying to stop our solar growth. When the man has a tan sprayed on every 2 days, he should love the sun. But no, no, we must not have solar. We need coal. I wish he'd go to a coal mine and there'd be a cave-in. And then he would be trapped down there with Pence and the others. And they would just live there for, I don't know, a year or two. Let him out after that. Just put them subterranean for like a year or two. Along with their supporters. I'm all for that. Trump supporters should become subterranean dwellers. I'm just saying, you know. They're like mole people anyway, so they should be. All right, what else is in the news today? Ranting and raving as I am, up and about, walking and carrying on and acting like a banshee in heat. What else is in the news? What's with Berkeley and this free speech week, bringing in Bannon and bringing in Coulter and all? Who wants to hear these people? That ain't free speech. That's stupid speech. And that speech cost us a lot. I maintain Bannon's speech isn't free. It cost us a boatload. That Milo Yiannopoulos, his speech cost a boat, and Coulter cost us a boatload. Free speech, my ass. Truly. That speech cost us a lot, like our country. Our morals, our values. Trump position to slap potentially crushing tariffs on solar industry. Someone should slap him. McCain voting down health care. Facebook's Frankenstein moment. I'm not sure, meaning they have to confront the monster they created. This is their Frankenstein moment. And New York Times, that's their headline. Same as me. What I just said, they created this monster. They did. And now they have to address it. They have to say, hey, we created this monster. You know? Amazon.com just sent me a text. Your package with rough cut Demerara sugar, Demerara sugar, and 35 3-ounce package of body lotion has been delivered. Well, isn't that nice? But I just think, you know, when I was doing my walk this morning, I was walking through alleys because I do sometimes. I don't know why. I just do. I want to see what, because that's like backstage. Walking through an alley to me is like walking through the backstage of your city, you know? And I was walking through an alley this morning with Ember, and there was human feces. And I thought, wow, I'm not the only one. But then, like, there were so many cardboard boxes out, cause, you know, to be recycled. I couldn't count the number of smiley face boxes out there from Amazon. I mean, in one alley alone, there was probably 30 boxes, you know, at various houses from Amazon. Think of the resources we're now using just to shop. They'll send you one thing in a box big enough to bury yourself in. They really do. And we're just buying it up. Where did we get stuff before Amazon? Oh, yeah, we went to the store. Oh, heavens. Well, we had to leave and drive a car and walk, get checked out and deal with a person who didn't want to deal with us. You know, retail did this to themselves. You know, when I say The Carell Show needs you, I'm not joking. We are supported through Patreon. Patreon is this great website where you can go and you can pledge however much per month to the show that you feel we deserve. $4.99 is recommended, but you can give more. Go to reallycarell.com and just click. And they said it couldn't be done, but it is in its third season, Carell Life in Segments on Free Speech TV each and every week. Come and join us as we have a lot of fun exploring my world and yours in segments, of course. Carell Life in Segments and lifeinsegments.com. It is the Carell Cast. I am Carell, Charles Raymond Carell Boulay, found at reallycarell.com, R-E-A-L-L-Y-K-A-R-E-L.com, where you go and you give money to keep me on the air right now. That's what you do. Amazon killed the shopping mall. Yeah, forget video and the radio star. Now radio stars are on video. But Amazon killed the... really did. Amazon killed the shopping mall. I was in an alley this morning. All I saw was Amazon boxes. How many of those are there? Really, how many Amazon boxes do you suppose are there in the world right now? Probably more than people. I'm not making that up. There's probably like 10 billion Amazon boxes. It is, what the hell? There's a lot of recycling going on there, I got to tell you. I hope there's a lot of recycling going on there. Do you guys buy from Amazon? Over in the chat room, do you guys buy from Amazon? Any of you are you any of you Amazonians? I think half of the Republican leadership are going to jail. Good for you, Carter, from your mouth to whatever God's ears. I'm convinced Mueller will prosecute Trump. Oh, I don't know. Did you hear yesterday there's a great chance Congress could destroy Mueller's documents? It's within their power to do so. It is. They could destroy his documents and never let them come to light, never let them be seen. Oh, yeah, it could happen. Sometimes you buy from Amazon, Denise. I tend to buy from at least once a week. I just bought mouthwash, body lotion. I bought all kinds of like stuff you would just go to the store for. But why? I go on my app. I put it in my cart. I order. 2 days later, it's at my door for, you know, for free. It's like, why not? And of course, I know the why not. I'm putting people out of work. I'm closing down retail. But retail did this to themselves. Nobody likes the retail experience unless you're rich. Unless you're going to a store that knows how to treat you, where they serve you champagne when you walk in, you don't like going to Walmart. They could redesign those stores all they want to. You still got to hear, Shaniqua! Shaniqua, what aisle are you on, girl? I got your baby! Let me just go on a rant here. Yesterday, I go to the doctor's, the neurologist. He's on the 7th floor. An African-American woman, and I use the term loosely, entered the elevator on her phone. Loudly. Okay? On her phone. And she kept saying, bitch this and bitch that. And so she's in the elevator. Now there's three of us in the elevator, and she's bitch this, bitch that. You a stupid. She said, you a stupid bitch about 6 times. So I looked at her right before I got to my floor. And I said, normally I would say it's rude for one woman to call another woman that word. But obviously, you two have a lot in common, since I tend to think you're a stupid bitch, too. And I got out of the elevator. Oh, yes. Yep. Then I went into the doctor's office, and three people were texting on their phone with the noise that when you hit the key, plink, you know, the plunk, plunk, plunk noise. After 3 minutes of hearing them text, I said, excuse me, turn your phone to silent, please. And everyone in the waiting room looked at me with gratitude. We got to start calling out these people on their bad behavior. People yelling on cell phones right next to you, you know, in an elevator. Hang up the effing phone, you stupid witch. You know, truly, you're in an elevator, an enclosed space with other people. Oh, and then, you know, I see now why last night when I saw Kingsman: The Golden Circle, the theater now tells you what to do in case of a mass murder attack. Not making this up. For those of you that have not been to a theater recently, it tells you what to do if there is a, quote, disturbance in the theater and you need to get away. It tells you where to go and how far to run. It says run very far from the theater. It says that on the screen with the voice. Should there be a disturbance, find your nearest exit, which may be behind you, and run far away from the theater. That's what it says. It also says, turn your cell phone off, do this, do that. And I said to the screen, I said out loud, since when is AMC, which is a Chinese company, by the way, AMC was bought by the Chinese, since when is AMC my mama? Talking during a movie is disruptive. Please turn off your phone. Please do this. Please do that. Should someone start shooting, run away. If you have to be told that if somebody starts shooting in your theater that you need to run away, you should just sit there like a sitting duck and be shot. Well, Carell, what if they're paralyzed with fear? Well, then they won't remember the little announcement, will they? I mean, truly. And not once did it say, help anybody around you. Not once did it say, should there be an emergency, please make sure that everybody is safe. Nope. Just said, go run away. I hate it when they're in the public restroom talking on the phone using speaker, says Carter. Amen. Amen. Uh-huh. Amen, child. I'm going to start hanging up on people. I'm going to get a cell phone jammer soon. I am. I'm going to get one. I swear to God, I'm going to get one. And when someone's around me being weird, I'm just going to jam their frequency, and they're going to be disconnected, and they're going to be looking at their phone like something's wrong, and I'll have it in my bag, and that'll be that. I think we all need that. We all need cell phone jammers. They have them. So if someone's being weird next to you, just jam them up. Oh, hell yes. Hell to the yes. I am Carell. Be who you want to be. Didn't today fly. Be who you want to be, so long it doesn't hurt anybody. My shows used to go by so fast, everyone would be like, Carell, are over too quick. That's because I was happy and doing stuff like I was today. So I am Carell. Be who you want to be, so long as it doesn't hurt anybody. And I think I'll stick around for a little after show of some kind. Why the hell not? I mean, why not? If I need it in the morning or the afternoon, I ain't too proud to beg, and I'm not, honey. I need your support all day, every day at Patreon. How about giving us $5 a month to support the show? Just go to reallycarell.com and click on the patron logo right there. One of the most entertaining TV shows around is Carell's Life in Segments. I should know, I'm Carell, and that's what the media and listeners alike and viewers are saying about it. See what they're talking about by tuning in every week on Free Speech TV or go to lifeinsegments.com now.
You're listening to The Carell Show. Carell.
I love this. You know what? I have been noticing men again. On the opioids, I wasn't noticing the men, and I had zero sex drive. Honey, not only am I noticing the men, I am talking to them now. My neurologist was so gorgeous, okay? I'm finding Arab men strangely hot these days because there's some strangely hot Arab men. Oh, my God, jihadi hotties. I mean, just the hotties of jihad. I mean, you know, ISIS, men of ISIS. I just, oh, not all Arab men are jihadists. Let's not go there. But no, really, I am finding Arab men really attractive. Some, you know, particularly the mix. I like the mix, like white Arab or Asian Arab. I like mix of all races. It's all so beautiful when you mix up the races. White's kind of boring, unless you're really white, alabaster sort of thing. Other than that, you're just sort of, you know, pinkish. But, oh, mix like an Asian and a black. Oh, the hair you're going to get will be so beautiful. My friend Sabina is part Asian, part black. Her hair is so gorgeous. Oh, my God. I think Blasians are beautiful. Black Asians, Blasians, I think they're gorgeous. Oh, my God. So I don't like pure people except pure redheads, pure Irish redheads. I love those. But outside of that, I like people mixed up, like Arab, Asian, Arab white, Arab black might be interesting. I wonder which way that would go. I wonder how that would look. Indian from India. There's some gorgeous Indian men. Mix them with a French person see how beautiful. If Trump supporters and Donald Trump could just realize that mixing people up is what makes us fabulous. In Hawaii, they value that. How many you have? Oh, I'm 5 races. I'm 10. They value that. We just don't value that. I do. I love people who are many things, you know, and they look exotic. I love exotic looking people. And you know that a lot of stars are exotic looking, and we love them. We love exotic looking people. What are your favorites in the chat room? Over in the chat room, what's your favorite? Like, I think Blasian and Arab white. What would that be? Werub? White Arab? Werub? Is that a Werub? What is a white Arab? A whitish Arab. really, what is a white Arab? I think it's a Werub. And a black Asian's a Blasian. And, oh, mulatto, that's a derogatory term for a black and white person. As divine, Ask Deborah Harry in Hairspray. Can I ask you a personal question? Is your daughter mulatto? Sorry. Sicilian Italian? Is that a mix? If you're Italian, aren't you Thai women? But pure Thai or Thai something else? Like Thai Asian? Well, I guess Thais are Asian, but you know what I mean. You know, like Thai white. What would that be? Thai white. That's what it would be. Tight. A Thai white person is a tight person. That's right. Quadroon. What is quadroon? What is that? I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. That's a word I haven't heard. Is it derogatory? What is it? What is a quadroon? I don't know what that is. Joe, what does that mean? I don't understand. What's a quadroon? It sounds like four. That would be four races, right? Quadroon? Four? 1/8 black? Well, no. Quadroon would be 1/4 black. Quad. Four. So, yeah. No, anyway. I love races that mix up. I do. I think it's great. They create beautiful children. Just beautiful children. And isn't that what we want? Beautiful, beautiful people around the world? I do. Let's fill the world with beautiful people. Why not? Oh, I've got to go back and censor segment one. I said fuck a lot. I'll have to go back and censor it before I post it. What else is going on in the world today here in the after show that's not broadcast on radio but is only for you? You, my loves. I don't know. I'm hot. I know. Oh, honey, I'm hot. Oh, girl, I am hot. Okay, I'm hot. Can I say? But I'm hot like right now. Oh, this queen this morning at the radiology. Sir, if you calm down, I'm trying to assist you. And I said, sir, I'm not angry. When I get angry, you will know it. And he said, well, how would I know that? I don't know you. And I said, I feel we've learned a lot about each other in the last maybe 2 or 3 minutes. For instance, you're a bitchy queen who doesn't want to help me because you don't like my attitude. I said that to him. I said, you're a bitchy queen who doesn't want to help me because you don't like my attitude. Sir, that's uncalled for. I said, so is your attitude. You guys fucked up twice. You fuck up the scan, you fuck up the report, and then you fuck up the rereading of the report. And see, this is the problem. People don't want directness nowadays. If you are direct, they consider you rude. How many of you find that out to be true? How many? How many? How many find out that when you're direct, not angry, not mad, not yelling, just direct, very pointed, telling what you want from them, that they hate it? They say, you're rude. You're rude. Oh, why are you upset at me? You're rude. Here's what I said to this Jose this morning. Good morning. He said, good morning. I said, there was a report that was done on Wednesday that was incorrect. The doctor was supposed to reread it. He has not. Will you please tell me who I have to speak to or what I have to do to get this report read by Monday? So he starts blathering, and I said, no, 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 stop, stop. Who do I speak to, and what do I do to get this report read by Monday, please? That's what I need from this call. I need to know. Well, first you'll need to give me information. Why? You said that you're the wrong person. You just said that you're not the person who would handle that. So who is? Well, first, I need your info. No, I'm not going through it twice. Please give me the person that would handle this. Well, sir, if you're going to be upset, well, why shouldn't I be upset? You've messed up twice, and now my doctor wants to run a different test because of your results, which are wrong. Oh, yeah, no. So after about a few moments, oh, yeah, they accuse you of anger all the time, don't they, Joe? When you're direct, you're not yelling, you're not screaming, you're just direct. Hello, I need this from you. No, stop. That's not what I need. I need this from you. Well, stop getting mad. You know what? Mad is you know, honey, they would know. I told the guy that. I actually said this on the phone. And I'm not making this up. I wish I had recorded. I said, darling, if we are going to have a bitch off, I'm going to win. I have more experience. I'm older and better at it. He put me on hold for 22 minutes. I called the chief of staff. I want him fired. Carell, you want him to lose his job? I do. I'm tired of fucking around with piss ants. Like Trump supporters. You know what? Throw them off disability. Over 1/3 of Trump supporters are on federal disability or state disability. Throw them off. You don't like the government? You don't like government interference? You want smaller government? You don't want health care? Fine. We're going to take away your disability and your Medicare, motherfucker. See how you like it then. Yeah, let the roads go to shit. you know? All these Trump-supporting towns and stuff, let their roads fall to shit. Let their hospitals crumble. Who cares? You know what? I'm tired of appeasing these people who don't want to take part, who don't want to be a member of, who don't want to actually participate and learn and grow. I'm also tired of people who can't take it when you're direct. I am really, really sick of that. You know what else I'm sick of? Last night, there was a shooting 3 blocks from my house on the street. They robbed a guy at 11th and Miramar. That's 3 blocks from my house. On the street. I walk Ember by 11th and Miramar. I certainly do. Shot. They shot at him 5 times and missed. Missed. Robbed him and then shot him 5 times. Missed him. But they shot 5 times. Yesterday afternoon, a woman's door was kicked in 3 houses over. Yesterday afternoon, over here on Molino, I'm sorry, yesterday morning at 5 a.m. on Molino, a Cranley homeless woman was screaming and yelling at a woman's door trying to get in. She called the cops. They arrested the woman on the woman's porch. I went across the street to Morningland this morning, the cult across the street, the most wonderful people ever. And we were talking about the neighborhood and everything, and it's all homeless. You know what? The homeless are now a blight. And when I say a blight, I mean a pox. They're spreading hepatitis A. They're killing people now. It's time to round them up and put them in camps. You're like, Carell, I'm sorry. You can't run around pooping and peeing all over a city spreading hepatitis A. Hitler, what's his name? Hitler, Cuba, Fidel Castro put HIV people in communes when HIV started. The HIV rate in Cuba is very low. Now, I was not for quarantine in our country. Yes, I was, actually. Can you all believe that? When AIDS first started, I was for quarantine. I certainly was. It's a highly deadly communicable disease, and we knew nothing about it. I was for closing the bathhouses. I think the queens that tried to stop the bathhouses closing, they were horrifying people. Horrifying. You know, we lost a generation because it became a social issue and not a virus. A virus that is virulently spread causes a quarantine. Hepatitis A is being spread in Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz, you had some of the first cases, and then they went to San Diego. Santa Cruz, you are not out of it. You have a hepatitis A outbreak. Why? Because homeless people are shitting and pissing all over your city. Yep. Time to round them up. It really is. Not kill them, but just round them up and put them in camps, make sure they don't have hepatitis A, and then get them housing, get them shelter, whatever. It is time to stop letting them just roam the streets. We don't let dogs roam the streets. Carell, you're equating a homeless person to a stray dog? I most certainly am. I love dogs. I adore dogs. I would help a stray dog. We don't let dogs roam the street. We don't let cats roam the street. They are a public health hazard. Well, so are the homeless now. Time to round them up. No one will say it. No one will say it. But hey, I'm telling you. You want to call me insensitive? I was homeless. I slept in a car. I bathed every day. I used restrooms. I never once went pee or poo outside or put my burden upon anybody else. So those people won't be rounded up because we won't really know that they're there. They'll be in mobile homes or in the back of their cars or their vans or whatever. The ones that are out on the street, you know who these motherfuckers are. They got the shopping cart that's got everything leaning over it. They got the napped hair, the black faces because they're filthy, dirty. They stink like piss. Round them up, hose them off, test them for disease, and then place them in a shelter. That's that. And if they don't want to go, too bad. We all have to do shit we don't want to do. You know, too damn bad. You're spreading hepatitis A. Get off our streets. It's time. But didn't start with homeless given tainted food? Who cares? Who cares how it started? The fact is, they're spreading it. And you know what? Tainted food, sorry. You go to a restaurant, you get, you know, bad seafood, you're going to get hepatitis. So whether you pay for it or not, I don't care. We now have public health crises based around homeless pissing and shitting everywhere. In Santa Cruz, in San Diego, in Los Angeles County. Are you fucking kidding me? Round them up. Let's not talk about civil rights when they're spreading hepatitis A. Round them up, test them, treat them for all their myriad of illnesses, and then either release them into a care facility, a shelter, or some sort of something. Don't just turn them back out onto the street. I'm tired of us acting like we're not supposed to solve this problem. If it were a stray dog problem, we would solve it. If it were a rat problem, like in Washington, D.C., have you heard? How appropriate that the rats have taken over Washington, D.C. That's appropriate. And it's all right, and he's coming on. You gotta listen right now in his little free app. You gotta listen right now in his little free app. All you got to do is go to any app store of your choice and download the Karell Cast, and you've got all of me, honey. I'd like to believe my podcast is worth at least a quarter. So how about you go to my website, reallycarell.com, that's reallycarell.com, and join Patreon right there. And every month you can give us $4.99 for the Karell Cast. Buy a podcast, damn you. I agree with Randy Rhodes. Buy one. Mine. The Daily Karell Cast is sponsored by you. That's right. $5 or more a month through Patreon keeps the Karell Cast on air. Thank you to all the Patreon subscribers. And if you're not one, all you have to do is go to reallycarell.com and click on Patreon. Are you watching me now? Oh, that was the end of A Star Is Born. I fell in love with Barbara Streisand. Well, you can fall in love with me every single day at reallycarell.com at noon. That's reallycarell.com and at facebook.com/reallycarell. Watch me each and every day at noon. Oh, Carell, you're so mean. You're so bad. You're so insensitive. Most are schizo before Reagan were locked up. You're lying, Joe. You're living in a fantasy. You've gotten bad information. They would have to be 70-year-old homeless people to be the ones that got off the bus that Reagan put out in the 80s. Okay? How long ago was the 80s, Joe? How long ago? 85 is when he did that. 85, 95, 2005, 2015. 32 years ago, Reagan put out homeless people. They're not the same ones. So let's stop acting like this is Ronald Reagan's fault. It's not. He did close the institutions, and that's his fault. But the people out on the streets right now, these are not, they're dead. If you were homeless 35 years ago and Reagan let you loose, you're dead now. You are. So reopen the infrastructure. Empty the jails. Why not? Empty the jails. Rethink jails. Turn jails into places for homeless people. But not jails, don't lock them up or whatever, but use the facilities and let drug offenders loose. Legalize all drugs, take all drug offenders out of jail, and use the facilities to house homeless. Wow, there's a solution that works for everybody, so we'll never do it. I need to be president. I do. I might run for mayor if I stay in Long Beach. I hate our fucking mayor, Robert Garcia. He is a fucking kiss-ass sycophant. He pretends to be a Democrat, but he started as a Republican. He never met a camera or interview that he didn't love. He thinks Long Beach is downtown and downtown only, you know? And I hate him. Everyone I talk to in Long Beach hates him. And yet he's allegedly the most popular mayor. You know, he's only elected by 35,000 people in a city of 500,000. Can you imagine that? Less than 10% of the people put him in office. But he thinks he's got a mandate. Honey, he hasn't got a mandate. I haven't had a mandate in years, and he hasn't had one either. I need a mandate. I need a man. I need a tattooed, 35-year-old, bisexual. I find them attractive sometimes. I don't know why. Fabulous man to just want to have a gay affair for the entire weekend and then Monday go away forever. Don't be trying to sleep in bed with me and Ember. She ain't gonna have that. Are you kidding me? If I get married again, I'm having separate bedrooms or separate beds. Yep. Yes, and pierced, Joe, pierced. Nipples, ears, all of it. Possibly a taint. Look it up. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. One time, this is very filthy. If your ears are offended by filthy talk, don't listen. Dennis Cope, me and Andrew went to a nudist retreat, a special event in Palm Springs. We did. This is when we were a couple. We actually had sex with each other while over 100 people were around us watching and masturbating. I'm not afraid to tell you that. I love sex. Andrew loved sex. We had it often. But anyway, while we were there, there was this guy, and he had this enormous piercing, this Prince Albert, you know, which is something I would never do. It's a piercing through the head of your penis. Now, I don't know why anyone would want to do that, but he did. And Andrew said, I wonder if he has a lover. And I said, well, just look for someone with a bloody ass. I'm sorry, and it was horrible. It was horrible, and everybody around me cracked up laughing. But it was a terrible, terrible joke. What is taint? The taint is the piece of flesh from the bottom of the scrotum back to the anus, I guess. So it's that piece of flesh that goes in between a man's scrotum and his back part, his anus. And it's a very thin piece of, almost like a scar. It's almost like scar tissue. It really is. I'd show you, but no. But it's almost like a scar. And they pull that down and stick a piercing through it. Oh, oh no, 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 no. I had my nipples done. They're no longer done. They came out. But I had my nipples done. And when he did the right one, it was like being stabbed and coming at the same time. And he said, if you don't do the other one right now, you won't do it. And I did the other one. And when they grew out, I'm not doing that again. See you all on Monday. I love you. Mwah.